program. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Sitting here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com. The number, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Julia has a story to tell about a surprise birthday party.
It sounds so pleasant when you say it.
What happened?
Seminole County girl. So Seminole County is in Florida.
Okay.
I think it's on the West Coast. I'm not sure.
It's sort of the center of the state near Orange County.
Okay. Well, either way, a Seminole County girl hoping to enjoy her surprise 18th birthday party ended up in the back of a police car. The girl's friend had put a blindfold over her eyes so that she could take her to the party's secret location, but police thought the blindfold was part of a kidnapping. Brianna Vega was quite the party planner. And I spent the whole day decorating, she said. Mm. It was supposed to be a surprise, an 18th birthday bash for her best friend, Courtney Rogers. I mean, I'm a good kid. I get good grades in school. I never thought I'd be arrested, especially being the victim in this situation, says Rogers, who's the girl who got kidnapped. It began in the parking lot of Dan's Family Restaurant on US 17. That's where Brianna blindfolded Courtney to take her to the party. But people eating in the restaurant called 911, believing it was a kidnapping. Now, I mean, that's not necessarily a terrible thing. They obviously thought that they saw something bad and they called the police. Big deal, right?
They've seen too many of the Quentin Tarantino films where young, hot women do crime. I mean, in the real world, that doesn't happen, okay?
Right.
They don't have ninja swords they pull out and cut people in half with. They don't, women don't commit violent crimes. Most of the time. By most, I mean 90-something percent of the time.
Yeah, it's pretty unlikely that you have a band of 17-year-old girls going around kidnapping
their
peers.
I agree. These people have seen way too much TV.
Yeah.
However, I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt that they had good intentions. What I mean? They
just are not nosy.
They were probably pretty far away from it. Maybe they couldn't even see that it was girls. They just saw someone being blindfolded and sat in the backseat of a car. So they got concerned. Whatever. Officers surrounded Vega's Jeep while she was pumping gas. Did you get smart with them, and that's why you got that reaction? Said the reporter who did this story. Not at all. I don't believe I got smart with them, she said. The two girls were arrested, handcuffed.
As if it's okay to arrest and handcuff a kid for getting smart. I mean, remember, this is what cops are supposed to be able to handle. They're adults, and they should be able to handle that stuff. They work for us.
Prove
the idea.
The two girls were arrested, handcuffed, and then they claimed they were threatened by the officers. We heard them saying, "Have you ever had a gun pointed at your face?"
Whoa.
Roger said, "Yeah." Longwood police see things differently, and they spell it out.
Of course.
In an arrest report and support documents that total 15 pages. Officers said that the girls thought that the fake kidnapping were funny, as if that would justify it. Like, who cares if they thought it was funny?
You don't think what I'm doing here is important, do you? You're yucking it up, aren't you? I'll show you. You ever had a gun in your face?
Yeah, they hate not being taken seriously.
Brianna Vega's mother cannot believe it. This was something that was not serious. The punishment should fit the crime, and there was no crime, said the mother. We're just teenage girls.
Yeah.
It was obviously a joke. I don't think they had to take it that far, Rogers said. A Longwood police spokesman was not available to comment on the arrest. The girls have to go in front of the judge on May 25th, and they've been told that they could be sentenced to community service.
And what were the charges?
It actually doesn't say in the article.
Because clearly kidnapping could not be the charge in this case. So it would be probably disorderly conduct.
Yeah, well, it says here that outraged the sense of public decency. a crime called breach of the peace.
Breach of the peace.
So these cops, when they went over and investigated, they weren't breaching peace
when they threw
a birthday girl in the back of a car for birthday party?
Clearly peaceful to point guns at teenage girls.
It's just funny because if you think about how dumb these cops are, I'm sorry, but it wouldn't really take a rocket scientist to be able to, you know what I mean? Hello, how's it going? we got a call because we saw someone saw someone get blindfolded. Everything okay here? You don't see any guns. You don't see any weirdos. You just see two teenage girls. One's probably has a birthday hat on.
I'm sorry, but it seems more likely to me. Now, I'm just standing out here weighing things in my mind, and maybe I'm completely wrong, but it seems far more likely to me that these police officers wanted to throw their weight around in front of some high school girls that didn't take them quite seriously enough than it is that they believed that, in fact, two or three high school girls were kidnapping, for real, another high school girl.
Well, I mean, if you were in the girl's situation, would you be able to take a cop seriously if they walked up to you and were like, all right, you know, it's kidnapping? Like, your reaction...
You'd be incredulous.
Your reaction would be to laugh because you're not doing anything of the sort.
Right. It's ludicrous. And you can hear the girl says in the article that she's a good girl. You know, she gets good grades. She never thought this would happen to her.
Right. Well, I just think when I was a kid, I got arrested a few times for stuff like drinking under the age, and you know what I mean? And
not
I was
something
like,
violent, though, right?
Right. No, nothing just violent. Making the and point. That doesn't make it okay, but like it was like, oh, okay, I got caught, whatever. But to get arrested for having a surprise birthday party, which isn't unreasonable, it's just insane.
Absurd. It's absurd. And that would be the appropriate reaction, would be shocked and surprised and laugh nervously, likely, because there are men with guns around you. But
titter, as it were.
Yes, indeed. So is there more to the story?
That's the end of the story. But they're facing court. They're going to have to do. And you know what's funny is when they go to court, you know, if they get sentenced to community service, they're going to be like, well, we could do this and this and this, but we're letting you off and you're just going to have community service. And, I mean, they're going to make them feel like this is great that they get to do community service and it's off their record and it doesn't matter. But these girls have to do community service potentially and waste time in front of a judge because they threw a surprise birthday party and some cops overreacted.
It's outrageous. Yeah, the cops should be the ones doing the community service, but that never works out that way.
How would you go back to arresting criminals? What's wrong with you? Like, are you that dumb? I mean, it just seems like...
It's Longwood.
It doesn't...
they did arrest the criminals that were going on at the time, you know? I mean, it would be better, certainly, if they went around and actually tried to solve some crimes that had occurred, but...
Well, they wouldn't need as many of them. That would be the problem. Like, I mean, if you think about it in a small city like Keene, how many police officers do you think we would really need if they were just arresting violent criminals? Not too many.
Not nearly as many, yeah.
So 800-259-9231 is the number for your thoughts. There's just no level of absurdity that these people can – I mean, there's no limit to the levels of absurdity these people can go to.
The best part, of course, is when you go through the comments and you read some of the comments. And, of course, there's always some crazy person who's cheering on the cops.
The law and order person.
But there's one person who actually says that these teenage girls need to wake up and read the statutes, which is just funny. I mean,
this guy
read all the statutes in his city.
Actually, I have gotten a copy of all 33 ordinances that are in my town.
That's nice, Mark.
Yeah.
What about all the state government?
I haven't.
And the federal?
How you doing on the ordinances in Keene?
I don't care what they say.
You couldn't fit them on this desk.
Probably, I don't know. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. Hey, since that story was out of Florida, here's another one for you from the Drug War Chronicle. We're going to move aimed directly at marijuana smokers and the vendors who supply them with their pipes and bongs. The Florida legislature has passed a bill that will make it illegal to sell drug paraphernalia in most head shops. The Bong Bill, HB 187, passed the Senate earlier and was approved unanimously in a House floor vote.
The Bong Bill?
Yep. Yeah. It now awaits signature by Governor Charlie Crist. And Charlie Crist is probably more than likely to sign something like this.
Oh, yes.
Under the bill, only shops where the sale of tobacco products and accessories constitutes 75% of income or shops where the sale of pipes and bongs constitutes less than 25% of income will be allowed to sell a long list of smoking devices. These include pipes of any material, water pipes, carburation tubes and devices, chamber pipes, carburetor pipes, electric pipes, air-driven pipes, chillums, bongs, and ice pipes or chillers. So it's not a total ban, but it is a ban that is designed to put most head shops out of business.
They're just going
to
do loss leaders on tobacco products and run up their tobacco sales numbers.
We'll see. More coming up. There's more bans, though, they've got ready for you. We'll tell you about them coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to ResearchedHerbs.com. ResearchedHerbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our listening options. We've got live streams, broadband dial-up versions of the show. You can also enjoy the webcam. Listen lines are available for those of you that want to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. You can do that, too. All available for you 24 hours a day at listen.freetalklive.com.
Did you know Darren Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? Support the ideas of liberty every time you buy some of his unique swag. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. You can find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. As a matter of fact, it's my understanding he'll do custom type jewelry too. So go take a look at what he does at lclreport.com.
All right, so we're talking about bans, different things that the government people are deciding for you that you aren't allowed to have anymore. And according to StopTheDrugWar.org, one of them is HB 187, a bong bill in Florida that almost completely bans bongs and pipes. Essentially, they're saying that you can sell bongs if you, of course, you can't call them a bong. You have to call it a water pipe. You can sell water pipes and other smoking implements as long as you're doing 75% of your income in tobacco products and accessories. Of course, these are always marketed as tobacco accessories and products. So I guess they're arbitrarily determining that water pipes are never used for tobacco.
You know, I was explaining off air what it is that they're going to do. Now, this is easy if you're a bong shop. If you make your living and you're managing to make ends meet by selling glass pipes, T-shirts, patchouli, and whatever else it is that you sell in your head shop, then, no big deal. You can add another inventory item at a small profit or no profit in order to bring customers in and meet this requirement. 75% of your business has to be done in tobacco, is that correct?
That's right. Tobacco products and accessories.
So I don't know what the business of selling cigarettes is like for most convenience stores or, you know, the larger stores that sell them or the places that give them a discount. But I'm going to take a guess at it. They make a profit of something like 50 cents to a dollar on a pack of cigarettes. They're like $7 a piece now. I've seen it. It's crazy. So you take yours, you buy cigarettes, you get a license to sell cigarettes from the government, and that's all this is. This is a mandate that head shops get licenses from the government to sell cigarettes. You get your license from the government to sell cigarettes, and you sell them at a profit of 10 cents on a pack or 0 cents on a pack profit. And then all the people, all the misers that smoke, because they all are looking for the best, many of them are looking for the best deal, and they'll go to the place where they can get them for 10 cents cheaper.
I think you make it sound like it's easier than it is. What you're saying is that a head shop whose primary business is in selling marijuana accessories and marketing them as tobacco accessories, their primary business, they're going to just move away from that and make their new primary business selling tobacco so they can keep selling some bongs.
But this is all, Ian, that's all the government does, okay? It says, here's a rule, you must do another back bend.
Right, but it's not and easy. You're then, talking about
but
significant
it is
change.
Relatively easy to
That's a lot of traffic. That's a lot of, I mean, if
you
you're
want
doing,
that traffic because those people are, some of those people are going to buy silly t-shirts and patchouli and things like that.
It's presuming that many people are going to come in to buy cigarettes
they,
from
they
your store.
They probably will. I'm just making supposition here, and I believe that to be true. I mean,
you're gonna have to stock a lot of damn cigarettes.
Yeah, gonna have to do all that. Absolutely, but that's all the government does. It says obey, and then if you fail to obey or you don't know to obey, then they come in and get you.
You know, a lot of people who smoke pot also smoke cigarettes, and
true.
I mean, I don't know. There was a head shop in Florida that I used to go to, and the head shop owner was really nice, and you could talk to him. And like, if this happened to him, I imagine what he would do would be talk to his customers and ask them to buy a pack of cigarettes while they're there as well. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, he just had that kind of a relationship with his customers. And he did most of his business. He had like a front kind of a business where he sold T-shirts, and he would like tie-dye T-shirts or something. He had something special that he did with T-shirts, and that was like the front of the store, and he had to make that like the main part of his business. Otherwise, he would be put out of business, because he actually told me he did get arrested once, and he took it to court, and he won because he didn't have any marijuana paraphernalia, like no marijuana leaves or anything like that in his store.
You mean like pictures of marijuana leaves?
Right. Well, he didn't have anything with a pot leaf on it.
Okay.
Like no shirts with pot leaves. Like some head stores don't care, and they have like pot leaves all over the place. He was very strict about it because he didn't want to be arrested. And like he used to say to me, he was, you know, an older hippie guy, and he used to say to me all the time when he would talk about the threat of getting shut down, you know, I'm Mr. Smokes or whatever his name was, and if I get shut down, what do? I've been Mr. Smokes for 17 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
people just
don't even think about what they're doing to people's livelihood. This
they
is
don't
what
care.
The guy does for a living.
And this is, let me give you a little more of the story here, because they actually talked to some of the owners of these stores and how it's going to affect them, because I think you're making it sound way too easy, Mark. Violation of the law would be a misdemeanor. Offenders could face up to a year in jail. If signed by the governor, it will go into effect on July 1st. Head shop owners tried to organize to fight back, even creating a website, Kill Bill 187, in a vain bid to block the bill. According to Jay Work, the owner of Grateful Jay's Grateful Deadhead shop in Margate and a second shop in Boca Raton, he led the fight. He said to the news reporters, shop owners, small business owners are being thrown under the bus here. They're saying if I sell a $4,000 piece of art at my store, and I doubt they sell them that often at that price.
Jesus.
But he says if I sell a $4,000 piece of art at my store, that I have to sell $12,000 worth of cigarettes. I'm not sure who that helps, he says. They're basically saying you can sell this stuff, we're just going to make it really hard. While drug paraphernalia is already illegal in Florida, pipes if you use to smoke tobacco are legal to make, own, buy, and sell. They only become paraphernalia if they're used to do something illegal. But this bill attempts to circumvent the law with its restrictions on sales. A pipe itself is just a pipe, said Work. The pipes I sell are harmless unless you take the pipe outside and beat someone over the head with it. I've been fighting the pipe industry for the longest because it's all a part of the drug trade and the criminal enterprise that we know exists and destroys neighborhoods, families, and our order and order in our society.
Is that
not the bong store?
Pipes.
That's what the bong store guy said?
That's not the bong store owner. That's sponsor representative. Oh, Daryl Rusan.
I'm not familiar.
We've interviewed Daryl Rusan on this program.
I thought he was in California. No, he's in Florida.
Daryl Rusan. You remember?
He was the guy that wanted to get rid of the crack pipe things that they sold in convenience stores.
Yeah, he's a drug warrior because he hates drugs.
He used to be a drug addict.
He had a bad experience.
Yeah.
And so now he's a representative
so
up there.
So since you had a bad experience, we all have to experience it. You learned for me, mm-hmm. and now I just get to listen to your wisdom.
Yeah,
that's nice. Fabulous. Thanks.
This guy, you can get his interview. It was years ago that we interviewed him. It's still up there over at guests.freetalklive.com. So anyway, he continues spouting off. When was the last time you stopped?
But he was a representative then, wasn't he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
When was the last time? He was just a lawyer. When was the last time you stopped at a red light and saw someone smoking a hit of tobacco out of one of these one shooters or water pipes?
It makes me want to do it so bad, so bad.
How do you know what they're smoking out of them when you see them?
You don't.
I would imagine that most people, anyone who did smoke a tobacco out of a water pipe or a bong or whatever you want to call it, wouldn't do it in the street because they wouldn't want to get hassled.
And the water, right? Like you don't want to carry around a three foot
bong walking around downtown smoking tobacco.
Rusan, a self-described former crackhead, has gone after paraphernalia in the past too. He proposed a bill last year that would have imposed an extra sales tax on smoking paraphernalia to pay for DARE programs that were facing cuts. There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231 because that's not the only thing these government people are deciding to tell you you can't have or you can't sell. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping. A savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, inviting you to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates for you. Get the latest info about Free Talk Live when it happens. You'll know it first if you're on the news updates lists, and there are a variety of them to make it so that you can get these updates delivered in the way that works best for you. You can either get them via email or Twitter or Facebook. Check it out at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the ones that are most convenient to you. That's news.freetalklive.com. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up the 24th through the 27th of June. It's going to be an absolute great time. It has been for me every time I've been there. And it's Free Talk Live is broadcasted live for a number of years now. We're going to be broadcasting live from this year's Porkfest 2010, the Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by the Free State Project. If you've heard us talking about the Free State Project and it sounded pretty exciting, well, it doesn't compare actually experiencing Porkfest to just hearing us talk about the Free State Project, experiencing what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all enjoying themselves at a campground over the weekend. There's nothing quite like it. You really have to be there. And as Curtis was pointing out earlier this week, in many cases, some people come up for Porkfest and they never leave because it's just that persuasive. It's just that powerful to be around other people who are of a like mindset. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com to learn more, get registered. And remember the early bird registration deadline to get you the discounted registration of $20, I think is what it is. That expires on the 15th, so you've got several days left, but not too much longer. So go and get early bird registration while you can. Porkfest, that's porkfest with a C, .com. All right, 800-259-9231, to your phone calls. We'll get to more bands here in a moment. But Kurt is on the line in North Carolina. Kurt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I hope the sound comes through okay. I'm using Skype. This is okay. Kind of a test to make sure. Just follow up for the census folks who showed up, and I said I have the right to remain silent, and then shut the door on them. Somebody showed up Tuesday. A guy showed up and said, I'm from the census, and I did exactly the same thing. Hmm. He didn't say a word. He just got back in his car and left.
Great.
I haven't heard a thing about it since.
Good. More people need to start
saying
no.
If I'm arrested, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think that's
unlikely.
I think they're taking a much more gentle approach with people this year because,
were they nasty a decade ago?
I just don't think they're going to fine anybody or anything like that. I think they're going to say, okay, and go. Because
they'll probably just write down a number.
There are just so many people out there, and so many people are angry with the government, and it's quite possible that somebody could get hurt or somebody, they could set somebody off.
Take it out on the census worker or something like
that. Or whomever, right? I think that the best way for them to handle it, and it seems like this is what they're doing, is like, okay, thank you very much. And they leave.
Well, good. I'm glad it has not escalated for you.
No, it hasn't, and I'm very pleased about that. I was a bit nervous, I have to say. I was actually uncomfortable saying it to them.
Was it your first time ever saying no to the government people?
Probably the first time I just overtly said no. I've kept silent before, to a couple of policemen.
Tell you what, Kurt, we're going to have to let you go, my man. I appreciate the call. No. Your VoIP line is not so great. I thank you for the call, though. It was lasting. It was okay for a little while, but anyway, 800-259-9231. If you're going to call with Skype or some other VoIP option, it's always good to make sure you're not uploading something in the background. Not necessarily that he was. Sometimes there's just jitter and it's the public internet, so you get what you get. But you want to make sure you're not consuming your bandwidth in other ways.
Yeah, I think that you're probably reasonably safe in saying that you're not participating in the census this year. But, it makes one wonder about this census. How accurate is it? I mean, if they're not counting a certain amount of houses that say that they're not participating, then you're not going to get a very accurate count. Are they really, do you really believe the United States government successfully has sent out census forms to every domicile in the entire nation? Does that make sense to you?
I don't think so.
They could pull that off?
No,
that's the only way you're going to
hit you. You haven't gotten one.
I haven't gotten one, no.
You don't have a mailbox either.
I don't have a mailbox, and that certainly presents a problem for them, mailing one. But they'll probably send a bureaucrat by. And that's my expectation.
Well, they probably expect that they're only going to get so many back, and then they just have to estimate based on what information they did receive.
But how does that estimation work? I mean, do they take the houses they don't have counts on, and then what about the houses they missed? I mean, there are people living in places that, A, people that don't live in houses,
yeah.
B, that aren't getting counted for whatever reason. It's just, it's not going to be accurate. How inaccurate is really the question.
Who knows? How can you tell?
I don't know. And this is how they run the government, though. All the representatives and senators, well, I guess not the senators. We're reasonably certain how many states there are. All the representatives are, their districts are based on this. The different districts within the states and the municipalities and all that stuff. It's all contingent on this.
So more ban stories. Here's one from Concord, not New Hampshire, but Concord, Massachusetts. In that particular Concord, they've decided brilliantly. Now, this is a ban that's really going to have a wide cutting effect. They're going to ban bottled water.
What's the penalty?
According to WCVB Television in Boston, the town of Concord has banned the sale of bottled drinking water in town beginning in 2011.
Okay.
We only have one planet. And I just don't want to see it spoiled, said Gene Hill.
Concord isn't exactly a giant municipality, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a small suburb of
a town.
Basically inside of Boston. So it's very likely that if people want bottled water, they can just go to the grocery store outside of Concord and get it.
Oh, I'm sure that's the case.
It's a big deal. That all they've done is driven business away from their grocery stores. Thanks.
Gene Hill, who introduced the measure at Concord's town meeting, said that New York, Illinois, and Virginia, as well as more than 100 cities...
It's a town meeting?
They don't
even count for anything then. Okay.
...have taken action to cut spending on bottled water.
You know what bugs me about this is, I'm fine with most tap water. It depends where you are. Mm-hmm. The tap water at my mom's house in Florida, I would never put near my mouth.
Yeah, Florida. But, Florida water generally isn't that great.
New Hampshire tap water is fine.
It's great.
It tastes fine, and I mean, I'm totally fine with it. But when you're traveling, like if I'm on the road and I go to a convenience store, I don't like soda usually, and they don't sell like 100%. I mean, like, I don't sell the juice I like. They sell like Snapple and that fake kind of juice. So I would choose to get bottled water because it's in a convenient, you know what I mean? And just to say I can't have that is crazy.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You'll be able to buy soda pop, but not bottled water.
Right. So you can have a beverage in a plastic container. You just can't have water in a plastic container.
It's ludicrous.
And also decreasing the demand for water.
And they're doing it in the name of saving the planet?
Now, I also wonder, I get this sparkling water with a little hint of flavor in it. Will they be able to sell the sparkling water? Will they be able to sell water? Because I also used to get water that had a little bit of flavor in it, mm-hmm. too. So will they be able to sell lemon-flavored water at that point with just a hint of lime or whatever? Crazy.
You know, it's really funny because, like, I feel like the people who make these decisions, you know, they naturally have hatred for bottled water, you know, like, hey, we shouldn't have to pay for water, blah, 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 we get water. But this is a choice that American consumers made.
It's like, convenient.
It's convenient, and some people like to purchase water. And if you don't like to purchase bottled water, you can buy a water bottle and fill it up. And that's
a lot
that's
of it's perceptual, though. This is a lot of this is perceptual because many people do just that. They'll buy the water and then fill the same water, the commercial container up again and again in
I
their tap or with the
for
filter.
For a few days because then it'll get funky on
you. Yeah.
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, a lot of it's perceptual. They think that there's all these water bottles that are being thrown in the dump that aren't. So that part is crazy.
You know what else is? I was just thinking in my head when you first read the story, all that came to mind was convenience stores. But I work in a restaurant where we sell bottled water, so that this means that, and it's a chain restaurant. So are they going to be like...
It'll be banned, I imagine.
Any right.
And this is one of the ways that restaurants try to recoup, because many people will buy water and it's free, and the restaurants, you know, their thing is they make a lot of money on beverages, so sell them the bottled water. Mm-hmm. Oh, bottled water? Sure. And would you like that bottled or tap? You want the dirty tap water, or would you like a bottle of water? And, you know, they present it that way, and then some people say bottled, and some people say tap or whatever.
Even though most bottled water just comes from the municipal tap wherever it's being bottled. But nonetheless, 800-259-9231, it usually is processed.
What about mineral water? I mean,
well, there's more to the story. We'll get to some of the details here. By the way, the town of Concord has 17,000 people in it, so a little smaller than Keene, New Hampshire. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Hold it, Moment Tremaine. Enough time for your call if you'll make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. All right. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Hey, if you want to support this show, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month. We invest it, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value this program, being an amplifier is one of the best ways that you can help support the program. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks, too, like access to the Amp-only call-in lines, the Amp-only forum, the Amp-only commercial-free podcast, and more at amp.freetalklive.com.
Government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious, creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Please visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile and join the forums. Help these ideas spread at schoolsucksproject.com.
So we're talking about a story out of Concord, Massachusetts, a town of 17,000 people, where the town council there has decided to ban bottled drinking water beginning in 2011. Now, here's some of the quotes from the from at least one of the government bureaucrats here. First, a little more detail. The measure passed would allow the sale of refillable containers of water, which could still be sold and delivered in town. Only plastic waters that companies plastic bottles rather that companies cannot reuse would be banned. Now, here's how it was explained by one of these select persons, Virginia McIntyre, saying this: water is something we can get from the faucet. You can't turn your faucet on and get soda.
Man, she must have stayed up late thinking of that one. You know what's funny is I invite Virginia to visit my mother in Sebastian, Florida, and have a nice cold drink of water from our faucet. Please, Virginia.
Well, you know, in her defense, she's not. This isn't a law for Florida. I don't know what the water in Concord, Massachusetts, is like, but I know that it's near Boston, and I would suspect that the water near a large municipality probably isn't as pure and you know, natural as water that is, you know, some country place like we are generally. But you know, I can see what some of their points are. It's just the use of force on this isn't going to work.
Supporters say the production of plastic water bottles uses 17 million barrels of oil each year. The beverage industry opposes the measure. Ralph Crowley of Polar Beverages says, if you think about the fact that our bottles are getting smaller, and if you think about the fact that our bottles are going into the recycle bins in Concord, it's a crazy policy. The ban on plastic water bottle sales may be largely symbolic. Town officials aren't sure they have the power to enact the ban without approval from the state. Which, yeah, I'm sure they'll be able to convince them to get that anyway. But just another example of how these government bureaucrats believe they have the ability to decide for you, in this case if you're a business owner, what you can and can't sell. You can't even sell H2O.
Or you as a consumer, what you can and can't buy.
Yeah.
I like bottled water sometimes. Sometimes I drink tap water. But who are you, Virginia, blah, 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 to tell me that I can't buy it? It's crazy.
It is absolutely outrageous. But it doesn't end there. The ban madness continues. We go over to the West Coast, where in Santa Clara County, it's a sad day for Happy Meals. County officials voted to ban toys and other promotions that restaurants offer with high-calorie children's meals. According to the story in the L.A. Times, Happy Meals toys and other promotions that come with high-calorie children's meals will soon be banned in parts of Santa Clara County unless the restaurants meet nutritional guidelines approved Tuesday by the County Board of Supervisors.
Wow. I saw this actually on the news. I flew to see my mother in Florida, and I got to watch the news when I was sitting in the airport, and I saw this insanity a few weeks ago. That's just crazy.
So you'll be able to say, you'll be able to have a toy included with a veggie burger. You can have the veggie burger Happy Meal, but anything that that doesn't qualify by their caloric standards or nutritional standards, you won't be able to sell anything that would anyway pander towards children.
What's so funny about this is that the Happy Meal toy as a child was grand, but the reason I liked McDonald's was because I liked chicken nuggets. Like, this isn't going to stop kids from wanting to eat chicken nuggets.
And the convenience factor. I mean, a lot of parents just find it more convenient. I'm not saying that I think it's a great idea to feed your kid McDonald's, or at least not on a regular basis, but...
Yes, Julia, but maybe if they never had Happy Meals in the first place, you never would have had those chicken nuggets in the first place.
But the thing, I mean, for me, my parents, it's so funny because when you get older, you understand why your parents did certain things. And, like, for us... going to McDonald's was a rarity, and it was it was like a real treat for me. You know what I mean? To get to go get the chicken nuggets, and now I totally understand why my mother didn't want to go to McDonald's as often as I did. But
it's garbage.
Because it's gross, right? But I mean, like, I remember going when I would like stay with my grandparents for the day. They would take us to McDonald's, and it wasn't because of the toy. Like, the toy was just a bonus. And to be honest, some of the toys sucked sometimes. It was because of the chicken nuggets and the French fries.
Exactly.
It's not going to stop.
Well, here's what they have to say for themselves. Supervisor Ken Yeager, who sponsored the measure, said, "This ordinance prevents restaurants from preying on children's love of toys to sell high-calorie, unhealthful food."
Children, generally, young children don't have money. Their parents pay for the meal, and they make the decision.
This ordinance breaks...
Well, the same people that are going to be shopping for them at the grocery store, too.
Yeah.
This ordinance breaks the link between unhealthy food and prizes. Voting against the measure was another supervisor, Donald Gage, who said parents should be responsible for their children. He said that if you can't control a three-year-old child for a toy, God save you when they get to be teenagers. Cage, who is overweight, said he was a living example of how obese children can become obese adults. But he questioned the role of fast food toys, saying, "When I was growing up in Gilroy 65 years ago, there were no fast food restaurants. The board, whose jurisdiction extends only to the unincorporated parts of the county, including much of Silicon Valley, voted 3-2 in favor of the ban after a contentious meeting that included more than an hour of testimony on both sides."
That's so sick to think that there's five people in that county or whatever that get to make this decision for you.
But in this case, it was three people that actually made the decision. Five people total, two voting against. In favor of the item were public health administrators, parents, and doctors. Opposed were fast food franchisees, other parents, and fans of fast food toys, who said the promotions are often used to provide Christmas presents for poor children. Dr. Dan Delgado, director of a county program that targets childhood obesity, said the toys are a powerful lure for the children, encouraging them to eat unhealthy food, which then helps cause obesity. You know, if these people had their druthers... the people that want to control the fast food restaurants. Beyond just shutting them down, what they would really love to do is take away the Happy Meals, take away the playgrounds, take away the clown out front, take away you know, the happy little arches or whatever their logo might happen to be, because it's not just McDonald's. It's
so
all
it would
businesses.
Be like a black dark restaurant.
Right, like a box. Like a just a, you know, a little box.
Boring.
That is, you know, they've got a little drive-through, but you can't light up the board, so you have to know what you want, and you just drive through, and you get your food from some faceless operator that, you know, can't smile at you, and they would love to put all kinds of restrictions on these fast food restaurants, as though any of that would stop people from wanting to go out and get a nice greasy hamburger and some greasy fries. They would still have a line around the block to, you know, during busy times to go to the nondescript food box. There would still be people doing it. And if they actually did go all the way and ban fast food, as some place out in California decided to ban the new construction of fast food restaurants.
I think that was inside the city of L.A.
It might have been in L.A. somewhere. But even if they did successfully ban all the fast food restaurants, it'd be like Demolition Man, where you'd have to go underground to get a rat burger.
You know what's really funny is that some, like McDonald's, for example, has like apples and stuff like that. And a lot of these fast food chains, they still offer the greasy burgers, but they've started offering healthier side choices because consumers demand it. Some people want to eat healthier.
I don't think they offer them for that particular reason. I think they offer them for reasons just like this. I would love to see the difference between fry sales and apple slice sales, because I'll bet you that the kids want the fries and the moms bend to their will.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Travis, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Travis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
How's it going, guys?
Travis, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to say I think it's funny that, you know, the government's going to ban, you know, fresh bottled water while they pump all these chemicals and fluoride into your tap water and expect you to drink that.
Yeah, you know, they decide exactly what needs to be in your water. And that's and it might very well be that they're a little miffed that you're not getting enough fluoride. Your teeth could be bad.
Yeah, no doubt about that, man.
Thanks, Travis. Any other thoughts?
No, I just thank you for what you're doing. I'm going to try to get up to New Hampshire sometime and see what the Free State Project's all about.
Well, head on over to freestateproject.org, get signed up, and then make an excuse to come up for the Porcupine
Freedom
Festival.
Porkfest is great. You'll love it.
Yeah, porkfest.com. Thanks, Travis, for the call. It has been Ian with you tonight.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We shall return tomorrow night for the Friday edition. By the way, Dale will be switching to Friday nights from here out. So Dale from anarchyinyourhead.com will be joining us then, and you can join us as well. We'll talk to you in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.